This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, it's time to catch up with Jade from SAPOL. Jade, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
You're good. Jade, on a serious note this morning, we have had a horrific week on our roads here in the Limestone Coast.
We truly have. It's just been incredible. Very sad. Obviously, we had that fatality out at Sutton Town where we sadly lost three members of the community from the Limestone Coast. There has been another fatality up at Willaluka near Keith where a man has died and a woman has been airlifted to Adelaide in a critical condition following a crash there. So just after 10:30 p.m. on Thursday the 3rd of December, a Holden Jackaroo four-wheel drive travelling south on the Riddoch Highway left the road, rolled and then caught fire. That was about 5 kilometres south of Willaluka, which is about 35 kilometres south of Keith. A man who was a passenger in the vehicle died at the scene, while the driver, a 45-year-old woman from the southeast, was airlifted to the Royal Adelaide Hospital in a critical condition. Our major crash investigators have attended and examined the scene and the circumstances around the crash. And sadly, there was another one at Kanawagara, which major crash officers are also investigating. And that was just before 11 p.m. on Friday, the 4th of December. So police responded to reports of a crash between a truck and a car on the Dukes Highway, about 15 kilometres west of Bordertown at Kanawagara. Sadly, the driver and sole occupant of the car, a 29-year-old man from Victoria, died at the scene. The truck driver was not injured, luckily. So that's raised our statistics on our roads quite substantially this week. We want people to be mindful of road safety, especially with the festive season upon us. Police will be out and about conducting mobile RBTs and enforcing road rules and laws.
Jade, with less than 3 weeks to Christy now, it highlights how important it is that we need to be careful on our roads.
Absolutely. So again, Ewan, we talk often about the Fatal Five, which causes road trauma on South Australian roads. So we're talking things like drink and drug driving, speeding, distraction, seatbelts and dangerous road users. We want people to, if they see any dangerous road users, call 131444 and provide as much information as possible, and police can then assist in responding to those sorts of things.
Jade, one of the other things that we need to be mindful of now that the fire restrictions have come into place, we need to be preventing fires right the way across the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, that's right. So fires caused by deliberate, reckless or negligent behaviour not only destroy communities and properties, but have the potential to kill. South Australia Police is committed to identifying and apprehending people who deliberately light fires or engage in reckless or negligent fire lighting behaviour. There's lots of things people can do to keep their property safe from fire. They can implement things like maintaining vegetation around the property, inspecting the property regularly to ensure rubbish, including glass bottles, are disposed of immediately. Store flammable fuels, fertilisers and chemicals in a secure area. Be aware of any restrictions. If you do see anything suspicious, immediately call police on 131444 or 000 if a fire is imminent at risk. It's also a suggestion that people can keep a notepad in the car, and if safe to do so, record helpful details, including the location of the suspicious activity, vehicle details, things like registration numbers, makes and models, and any distinguishing features of vehicles, and characteristics of anyone acting suspicious. So we're talking age, gender, weight, height, hair colour and clothing, and things like that. If people want any further information, they can contact their local police station or visit www.police.sa.gov.au. And with the extreme weather days, police are also activating our resources for Operation Nomad. So that makes us as a ready response to bushfires. So this means we take out additional equipment with us should we have to respond to a bushfire, and we're also trained ahead of time for this sort of response.
Jade, one of the other things that we need to talk about, and in the lead up to Christmas, it's very poignant, there are an awful lot of scams around at the moment, and the ATO have got a scam that's going on at the moment as well.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it was last week we spoke about the scam where they're ringing claiming to be police and the legitimate number will come up with the caller ID software.
Yep.
But this one, in the lead up to Christmas, the Australian Tax Office and SAPOL are warning the public of ongoing reports of tax debt scams, reminding the public to be careful if they receive a strange call about their tax. So So the scammers will often call or leave a recorded message on your phone advising of a tax debt, and that if you don't pay it straight away, you'll be arrested. If you're ever unsure whether an ATO interaction is genuine, we want people to hang up, and you can phone the ATO on 1800 008 540 to check. The scammers will often threaten you with immediate arrest, jail or deportation, insist that you stay on the phone until a payment is made, and use fake caller IDs, as we did talked about last week with the Mount Gambier resident, and a phone with a phone number that appears legitimate. So SAPOL are also seeing a recent trend in relation to ATO scams, with the scammers moving away from requesting gift cards and actually providing BSB and account details for victims to transfer the money into those accounts.
Jade, we need to be as mindful as possible in the lead up to Chrissy so we don't get dudded out of our cash.
Yes. Yep, hey, and they're very active at the moment, it would seem.
Absolutely. Jade, it's always good to have you on the radio. We'll catch up next week. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.